Neanderthal deplorables. Got it? I see. That's what we are, Neanderthal deplorables. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Intel Show. I am Trish Regan. And you know what? Like, so be it. If that's what they think about a good half of the country, then let them think what they want to think. We know who we are. We know what makes sense. We know what this country is supposed to be. And they can call us all the names they want. They can look down their noses at us and at Dr. Seuss. But we still fundamentally believe in this great country, despite their nonsense. Joe Biden accusing lawmakers in Texas and Mississippi and Alabama and lots of other states that happen to be red, accusing them of having Neanderthal thinking. Listen.
Realize by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Because how dare you take off the mask, right? Texas is joining Mississippi, Florida, South Dakota, and apparently Alabama as well, according to a report out of Breitbart. Alabama's looking to get rid of the mask as well this week because they're saying, you know what? We don't need to, as a government, mandate this. We're going to leave it up to individuals. We're going to leave it to them and individual businesses to decide whether or not they need and want to wear a mask. Senator Corbin of Texas fighting back against the rhetoric out of the president. Listen.
Well, President Biden has a lot of problems to take care of. He's got a crisis at the border that he calls a challenge and not a crisis, dismantling all of our immigration laws and protections to protect our border. And so I don't think he's got a lot to say about preaching to my state about how we've handled this COVID-19. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to wear a mask, you can still wear a mask. But at some point, the government needs to quit making arbitrary rules that do not have any demonstrable connection with the public health.
And really, these rules kind of do feel arbitrary, right? Look at what's happened in the state of California. California, which has had the mask mandates, doesn't even allow you to go out to lunch. You know, the government says, no, you can't even eat outside on the sidewalk. Heck, they closed Disney down, right? And then you compare and contrast California with the state of Florida, run by Governor DeSantis, who's looking increasingly like he's got some big political prospects ahead because of his success in the state of Florida, where somehow they've managed to stay open. You know what? Schools have stayed in session. Businesses have stayed open. Disney World is open. Universal Studios is open. And somehow Florida has managed to have a far lesser rate of infection than the state of California, which is why people are saying, look, you know, at some point, enough is enough. You've got to actually trust the individuals themselves. You've got to trust businesses. You've got to trust people. But no, that's not the way the left wants it. And so you look across the country right now, and it's all the states that are run by big Democratic governors, all of whom, by the way, have their hands out looking for more money from American taxpayers because they can't make ends meet in their states that are all shut down. And somehow they're right in their thinking and Florida's wrong. Texas is wrong. Come on. Come on. This Neanderthal nonsense reminds me of something else that we heard from another lawmaker, one actually associated with Joe Biden. Listen to Hillary Clinton, remember?
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? Racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
You know what, Hillary? You know what, Joe? That's half the country you're talking about. And I'll tell you this, Americans are good people. So stop looking down on everyone just because you think you're right and they're wrong. By the way, pretty big group of people that want to put their money where their mouth is. Did you see what's happening on Amazon with book sales? 33 of the top 50 books, bestsellers right now on Amazon. They are all Dr. Seuss books. In other words, this cancel culture stuff, it's gotta come to an end. 33 of the top 50 books on Amazon right now, they all happen to be by Dr. Seuss. They're trying to cancel Dr. Seuss, who, by the way, wrote some of the greatest books for kids in history. I mean, what child didn't love Cat in the Hat or the Sneetches or Yertle the Turtle or any of these other great, great classics? I mean, they are classics with tremendous lessons. And by the way, they're lessons that the left ought to like. I mean, think about The Lorax, right? The Lorax, which is all about not polluting your environment. Yertle the Turtle, anti-fascist. I mean, my gosh, these guys on the left are turning into Yertle themselves. This is getting too extreme. And you know what? The pendulum's going to swing back because this is kind of a breaking point. I think we're going to look back in history and say, oh, remember that time they tried to cancel Dr. Seuss? That's when we knew they had reached the point of total insanity. I mean, if you're going to cancel Dr. Seuss, just to be fair, why not just cancel all of Disney, right? I mean, think about Disney. It's Sleeping Beauty. The sexism of Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella or Snow White, where, you know, the prince wakes up a dead woman. I mean, because he's the prince. I mean, the sexism in those stories is actually pretty blatant if you really want to get down to it. Or think about the racism when they depicted Native Americans as they did in the Peter Pan story. Right. I mean, there's all kinds of examples, or Dumbo as well. I mean, there's all kinds of examples. But you know what? When you look at those movies and you watch them, you have to have some appreciation for when they were made. I mean, all you have to do is look at the animation itself, right? And you realize this was made decades and decades ago because animation doesn't look like that anymore. And so you have to have some appreciation for the time in which they were making this. Otherwise, you know, you're going to look at it and criticize and say, well, why isn't it as fancy as the stuff that you get nowadays? It's not as fancy because it was made in 1950, who knows what. All right, so you have to look at all of these things through a historical lens and through an understanding and appreciation of the time in which they were made. I mean, at some point, I guess we're just going to cancel it all, right? We might as well cancel Shakespeare. We might as well cancel Puccini and Verdi and Mozart and the rest of them, because there are instances in each and every single one of these cases of art and music and literature that show and exemplify the racism or sexism or God knows what of the time. We've got to stop destroying ourselves. Okay, coming up, speaking of destroying ourselves, $1.9 trillion is what they want to hand out. Well, guess what? That is going to lead to massive inflationary pressures if we are not careful. This is money we don't have, money we cannot afford. And guess what? It's coming at a time when actually the economy is on a mend. I'll explain next. Don't get canceled. Make sure that you sign up for this podcast, to download it, to get it every single day. Make sure you sign up for my emails at trishintel.com. It's an important time, everyone. And as I look at this market that's, you know, on steroids because of the promise of more and more and more spending, both from our federal government and from the printing press, courtesy of the Federal Reserve, I question whether this is really sustainable. I mean, you look at some of the recent economic data, and I know it's been a hard time. And I know it's really challenging for some people, and I'm not diminishing that in any way. And I do believe government should be there to help those in times of need. But nonetheless, by the time this money, this $1.9 trillion gets dissipated out to the American people, by that time, the American people are actually going to be back on their own 2 feet, which means this is going to create a massive inflationary effect. In other words, you're talking about putting a wartime stimulus into play at a time when we're not at war, at a time when we're getting the vaccine, at a time when our economies are already opening up. I mean, I know what this is about. This is about an excuse for handouts. This is about their opportunity, the left's opportunity, to effectively keep everyone down on the farm, right? You just give them enough to get by, just enough so maybe they don't want to go to work or get a job or pursue the American dream. But the problem with all of this is that it will lead to prices rising. And you know why inflation is so bad? Inflation is so bad because if you've been saving your money your whole life, guess what? That money is going to be worth a lot less. it causes the U.S. dollar to decline. You know, great. You know, you've saved all this money, but if a cup of coffee is going to be $30, then the money you've saved is not actually worth what you think it is. And so Americans need to prepare themselves for this. You need to think about how you actually structure your savings and any retirement assets you have so that you can prepare for this future. But I would just advise those in charge to think long and hard about how they disperse all this money. I mean, schools is a great example, right? $158 billion is what they're looking for. And yet the money is going to get spent over the next 7 years. Only $9 billion of it is actually going to reopen schools in 2021. So come on, don't tell me we're not going to be open for 7 years. What is this about? It's about a giant power grab. It's about getting money. It's about all of these people on the left trying to take money and disperse it to those that they want to vote for them. I mean, that's what's going on here. And you know what? Future generations, our generation, you know, when it comes to retirement, we're going to be left paying the price for this. Our children, our children's children. So it's about time we actually start to get that Tea Party back. What happened to the Tea Party? Let's get it back and let's start enforcing and demanding some fiscal discipline out of our leaders in Washington, D.C. Make sure you download the podcast. Make sure you come to TrishaIntel.com for all your news. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.